It's easy, brother, and it's very interesting. Now, I'll tell you something. Please keep this in mind. I'll be repeating it many times. There are certain verbs, both in English language and in Arabic language, that when you use verb, then you also have to use a preposition. What do you say? I went, and after that, what will you say? To. You have to use to there. Huh? So after Zahaba, what will come? Ila. Ila will come automatically. Because you went to, you know, okay. And Kharaja, you came out. From what? So Min will come. Are you with me? So Kharaja, Min. Zahaba, Ila. And as I said, brother, those who speak Arabic language from childhood, remember that my example I gave you? The first drop of milk in child's system, the whole Arabic language is transferred. But for us, we have to make an effort. Okay? So, slowly, slowly, we'll get used to it, that we'll have certain verbs and certain prepositions, they come together. All the time you say, Amana, what's the next thing? Bi. Amana, bi is harfchar, brother. Bi is a preposition, which we are going to learn soon, inshallah. Bi. Amana billahi. See? What is billahi now? If I say bi is harfchar, what is billahi? Jar majroor, mashallah. See, it's easy. What is billahi? Jar majroor. Jar majroor. Fine, brother. Now, ajib anil as'ilatil atiyati. Answer the following question. But that the answer should come from the text. And brother Muhammad has been distributing. It's $5 for 3 books, brother. It's very valuable. You should buy it. And you can always check your answers with it. Don't go there first. First you do make an effort, then go there. And check how much you have answered correctly. Okay. Min aina anta? Where are you from? Ana min al-Yabani. You can see. Ana min al-Yabani. Dr. Abdurrahim is deliberately using the names of the country which has al in it. All countries do not have al in it. Are you with me? Okay. Al-Yabanu. Okay. As-Sinu. Al-Filibbinu. Okay. Al-Hindu. What is Al-Hindu? India. How about Pakistan? Is it Al-Pakistan? No. It's Pakistana. Pakistanu. It's Pakistanu. What about Misr? Is there Al in Misr? No. It's Misru. What about Syria? Nothing Al. What about Urdun? Al-Urdun. Okay? Who did that? It was done in the beginning, brother. Long time ago, and we just follow it. We just follow the way the people of Arab countries have done it centuries ago. Okay? When it comes to China, it's As-Sinu. When it comes to Japan, it's Al-Yabanu. When it comes to India, Al-Hindu. When it comes to Pakistan, Pakistanu. Okay? Pakistanu, not Pakistan. Because there is a problem in with, there is no pa in Arabic language. So what do you think they call Pepsi Cola in Bebsi? Bebsi. And you know what those Indian people say? They don't say Bebsi, they say Bebasi. Okay.
Are only people in the world who praise their Lord.
That's correct, yeah. You know, what we have to, you know, go along with them, inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters. Min aina anta? Ana min al-Yabani. Okay? When you come to Canada, it's not Al-Canada, it's just Canada. USA is America. Canada. Okay? So, Al-Ya. Anta, now see again, A came in the front. أنت من الفلبيني Are you from Philippines? La. Anaminal Yabani. Anaminal Yabani. Fine, brother. Man Minasini. Man Minasini. Who is from China? What will be your answer? Brother? Ammaru Minasini. Are you with me? Our answer should come from the book. Ammaru Minasini. MashaAllah. Good, brother. Min aina Hamidun. Min aina Hamidun. Where is Hamid from? Now, you see, already Hamidun has been used. So what will you use now? Huwa, mashallah. You will now use pronoun. You won't repeat the noun. You will say, Huwa min al-Hindi. Are you with me? Same thing. When you say, Huwa min al-Hindi, these are all jumla ismiya. Are you with me? And you are using mubtada and khabar. Khabar is jar majrur, shubu jumla. Okay, fine, brothers and sisters. And then, Aina zahaba Abbasun. Where did Abbas go? Where did he go? No. Then you have to use zahaba only, brother Abdus Samad. Aina zahaba Abbasun. The correct answer will be zahaba ilal mudiri. Ilal mudiri. So what kind of a sentence is now zahaba ilal mudiri? Verbal sentence. Fi'al and fa'il. Fa'il is mustatir. Hidden. Very good. Azahaba Aliyun ilal mudiri? La. What will be your answer? Zahaba ilal mirhadi. No, you can use huwa. It's not wrong. But better is we don't use it. Because already the huwa is inside the verb. So you will say, Brother Muhammad, Zahaba ilal mirhadi. Correct, brother? Zahaba ilal mirhadi. Correct? Are you with me, sisters? Is it clear, Sister Faiza? Fatima? Inshallah? Okay. Ikra waktub ma dabti awakhir al kalimati. Okay, brother? This is very easy. A good practice. If the noun is in its natural form, what is it, brothers and sisters? Marfu. It only changes into majroor or mansoob when there is something in front of it. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay. What is the first noun? Al-Ghurfa. Tu. Al-Ghurfa. Tu. Next one, brothers? Min al-Ghurfati. Okay. Next one? Min al-Hammami. Okay. And then next one? Al-Mirhadu. Toilet. Ilal mirhadi. See, now your mind is working and it is giving it kasra. It is making it majroor. See, you will get used to it, brother, inshallah. So much so that you will enjoy reading Quran and reciting and listening because your now mind is following everything, inshallah. Okay. And next one, brothers and sisters? Al-Yabanu. Next one? Al-Filibbinu. Filibbinu. Okay. Next one, brother? Minal Hindi. Sisters, next one? Ila Sini. What is the meaning of Minal Hindi? From India. What is the meaning of Ila Sini? To China. Very good, brother. Ikra Waktub. Now read and write. Again, I say to you, brothers and sisters, no vowel signs. Because Dr. Abdurrahim thinks that you have become now experts. And inshallah, we'll do correctly. Slowly, you'll get used to reading, inshallah, without vowel signs, inshallah. Fine, brothers and sisters. What is the first sentence? Min aina Fatimatu. How will you translate? From where is Fatima? Min aina Fatimatu. From where is Fatima? Fatima. What is the answer? Hiya min al-Hindi. We did not say Fatima too, because we don't want to repeat noun. Now we are using pronoun. Hiya min al-Hindi. What kind of a sentence is this? No, there is no verb here. Nominal sentence. Jumla ismiya. Brother, I will point out to you, you have to give me an answer. Huh? Because that way you will start thinking harder, inshallah. Huh? What kind of sentence is this? Jumla ismiya, nominal. Huh? No, okay. So what are we looking for? Mubtada. Where is Mubtada?
Here.
Here. Where is the khabar?
Min
al Hindi. Jar majrur. Shibu jumla. Huh? We will only say shibu jumla when the khabar is shibu jumla. Otherwise, we will only say jar majrur. Okay, fine. Next sentence, brother. Kharaja al mudarrisu min al fasli wa dhahaba ila al mudir. What kind of a sentence is this? Verbal sentence. Where is the verb? Where is the file?
No, it's Mudarrisu.
Okay, now let me tell you something. If you made a mistake, brother, it's normal. I made so many mistakes when I was learning, you know. MashaAllah, you are doing great. Brother, here I have written, I put two stars. Do you see, brother?
Yes.
I put two stars in kharaja and kharajat. In there, I have put two stars. Okay? Now, in these two forms of verb, huwa and here, the file can be mustatir or can be present in the sentence. Are you with me? What did I say? The file can be mustatir or it can be present in the sentence. So we have to look into the sentence properly. How do you know that something is file? There is another thing coming up. Because it will always be dun. What does it mean? It will always be marfu. So here is another reason for us to figure out the file. Huh? As we said before, mubtada always marfu. Khabar, if it is one word, marfu. If it is a file, it is always marfu. Always marfu. Are you with me? Because see, the pronouns, those are coming as a file, they are all marfu. These are the pronouns. Are you with me? All the pronouns which come as a file in the sentence, they are all
marfu.
Will you please remember it? They are all marfu. And if the file is stated in the sentence, and it will only be stated if the verb is huwa or here, if it is stated, then it will have at the end of it, what will have, the file will have at the end of it? Dhamma. Because it is always marfu. That rule you have to remember now. You will remember this rule, Salma. That fi'al, if the file is mentioned, it is always marfu. Marfu. Always marfu. Okay, what is here? Zahaba kharajal kharajal mudarri su. Okay, brother, I want you to change it. And change it into Muhammad. How will you say kharaja Muhammad dun? Change it into Hamid. Kharaja
Hamid.
Make it into a doctor. Kharajat tabi bu. Bu, bu. At tabi bu. Okay? Because file is also definite. Somebody left, you know. Okay? Okay. Make it engineer. Kharaba, kharaja, muhandi, su. Make it a businessman. Kharajat taji ru. Are you with me? Now, let us make it a muannas. What will you say? Fatima went out of the room. What will you say? Kharajat. Kharajat Fatima tu. Let us make Amina went to the masjid. Then we have to use Zahaba. Okay? Use Zahaba now. Amina went to the masjid. Zahabat Amina tu. Are you with me, sister Naima? Amina tu. I'm just trying to emphasize that the file will be marfu. Marfu, always marfu. Always, always marfu. Okay? Okay. Zainab went to the market. Zahabat Zainabu ila suki. Okay. Zainab went to Yorkdale. How will you say? Zahabat Zainabu ila suk Yorkdale. Okay? Okay, Zahabat. Okay. Ali went to the masjid. Zahaba Aliyun ila al-masjid. Masjidi. Mashallah, masjidi. Correct. Correct. Okay. Jamia, university. Amina went to the university. Went. Zahabat Amina to ila al-jamiati. Are you with me? School, madrasa. Okay. Khadija went to the school. So what will you say? Zahabat Khadija to ilal madrasati. Are you with me? So you see, you are now making sentences now. Okay. Salma went home. Zahabat Salma ilal bayti. Okay. Abir went home. Zahabat Abiru ilal bayti. Okay. Muhammad went to the hospital. What is hospital? Mustashfa. So what will you say? Zahaba Muhammadun ilal mustashfa. Are you with me? Okay. Mustashfa. This is a new word. I just thought about it. We will study later on, brother. Mustashfa. Hospital. Okay. You're right. But it is not. And we will learn, inshallah. Your question is correct, Sister Salma. But this is a different kind of a noun. There are some different kind of a noun. They do not behave normally. And we will be learning it, inshallah. Are you with me, brother? Inshallah. The merchant went to the store. Brother, I will be doing it slowly, slowly. Slowly, slowly, brother. We will build our house of Arabic. Inshallah. And what will happen, brother, even though it's kind of a tough in the beginning to comprehend everything, but don't worry. If you make mistakes, do not, you know, be distressed. Because inshallah, next day you will get it. You will get it next day, inshallah. Okay? So, but my point is that if I stress to you that whenever there is a verb, look for a file, it will make things very easy for you later on. It will make things very easy for you. Instead of just simply translating. If you just simply translate, you will not go deeper into the sentence. But I want to go deeper into the sentence. What is next one, brother? Kharaja Hamidun. See, now your mind is saying Kharaja Hamidun. Minal Gurfati. From the room. Wa Zahaba Ilal Hamma Mi. Mashallah. How will you translate, brother? Hamid went from the room, came out from the room, and went to the shower. Hamid came out of the room, left the room, and went to the shower. Man kharaja min al fasli. This is a question. We won't analyze it, brother. Man kharaja min al fasli. Only translate. Who left the room? Who came out of the room? Classroom. Who came out of the classroom? Who went out from the room? Fine, brother. Next one, brother. Kharaja. Kharaja talibu minal madrasati wa zahaba ila suki. What is Suki?
Market.
Mashallah. Okay, brother. What kind of a sentence is this?
Verbal
sentence. Kharaja. Okay. Jumla failure. Where is fail? I see kharaja. Where is the file? Atali bu. Brother Muhammad, why do you say bu?
Because
it is a file. So what about file? File is always marfu. Now do you see why we emphasize marfu, mansub, majru? Why did we did so much? It's because we want to understand it. The nouns decline. The nouns decline according to the functions they perform in the sentence. If the noun comes as a fa'il, it will be
marfu.
If the noun comes as a mubtada, it will be marfu. If the noun comes as a one word, as a khabar, it will be marfu. And if the noun comes after harf jar, majrur. Khatam ho gayi baat. Are you with me? So far, so good. We will keep on learning more. Since last, brothers and sisters, since last 40 years, these books are in circulation. In every university and college in the world, these books are taught. And Dr. Abdul Rahim never charged a penny for a royalty. He just did it for the love of Arabic and love of Quran. I once joked with Dr. Abdul Rahim and I said, Dr. Sahib, if you had charged from day one the royalty, you will be sitting next to Bill Gates. You would have become a billionaire. But he never charged a penny. And anybody who wants to print, he gives them copyrights. May Allah bless him. And may Allah give him long life to serve the cause of spreading Arabic. Inshallah, next year he will be here and you will all meet him, inshallah. Okay, next sentence, brother. Now comes Khadijatu Minasini wa Khalidu Minal Yabani. Now tell me, brother, what kind of a sentence is this?
Nominal
sentence. Jumla. Where is Mubtada? Khadijatu. Where is Khabar? Minasini. What is Minasini? Jar Majru. Shibu Jumla. Okay, then Ataf comes. What is next one? Khalid. What is Khalid? Mubtada. And what is next to it? Minal Yaban. So again, Shubu Jumla Khabar. Okay. Fine, brother. Here is something for you to, you know, fill in the blanks. The put, fil firag in the empty places, harfjar munasiban. Munasiban. Suitable harfjar you got to put. Those prepositions are given. What are they, brother? Min, ila, fi, ali, ala. Min, ila, fi, ala. Ila, ala. Next one. First one. Al-kitabu alal-maktabi. You got it, brothers and sisters? It's easy. Next one. At-talibu fil-fasli. The student is in the class. Remember, the student. These are all definite nouns. Zahaba, okay. What kind of a sentence is this?
Verbal.
Zahaba hamidun. Did I say some harfjar will come with zahaba? What will that be? Zahaba ila. Zahaba ila. Always zahaba ila. So zahaba hamidun ilal jamiati. What is the translation? Hamid went to the university. Got the idea, brother? Very good, inshallah. Now, what kind of a harf jar will come with kharaja?
Min.
Okay. So, kharajal. What will be the next one? Mudi?
Ru.
Why ru? File. Because it is file. It's marfu. It's marfu. I hope you are getting it. Files are always marfu, marfu. Never make a mistake, brother. Kharajal mudiru minal madrasati. The mudir came out of the madrasa. Okay? Or he left from the madrasa. Now here you have a choice. Brother, do you want Hamid to go to China from Japan? Or do you want him to go to Japan from China? You have a choice here. You have a choice. So let us send him from China to Japan. Send him from China to Japan. Are you with me? What did I say? From and to. So let us say, Zahaba, what kind of a fi'l? It is a fi'l. It's a fi'l. Fi'l madi. Fi'l. Zahaba, I need fi'l. Where is fi'l? Muhammadun. Okay. And then, Minasini. And then, Ilal Yabani. Isn't it easy, brother? Zahaba, Muhammadun, Minasini, Ilal Yabani. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Al-Kalimatul Jadidu. New words. Al-Madrasatu. Al-Madrasatu. Al-Faslu. Classroom. Al-Hammamu. Shower. Al-Mirhadu. Toilet. Al-Matbakhu. Kitchen. Al-Ghurfatu. Room. Al-Jamiatu. As-Suku. Al-Yabanu. As-Sinu, Al-Hindu, Al-Filippino, Philippine. Al-Mudiru, Zahaba, Kharaja, he left. Got the idea? Next one, brother. Fi, Ala, Min, Ila. These are Min Huruful Jarri. These are some of the particles of jar, prepositions. Inshallah, it's very clear, brothers and sisters. Hope today's session was fruitful. We learned a lot. Tomorrow, again, we'll continue with our verbs. And the next lesson, brothers and sisters, lesson number 5, is very beautiful, very interesting. It's most of his halwa puri, but there are some hard chickpeas. But inshallah, we'll try to digest everything. It's very important. If you want to try to read on your own, read the key of lesson 5. Try to understand as much as you can on your own. And in detail, we'll go tomorrow. Okay, brother? رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِينَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسينا او اخطانا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا اسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقه لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين جزاكم الله خير إن شاء الله. We'll...